This is Black, aka Lord Black, aka Black Wolf, and you are listening to the Ninja Please podcast.
This is the one and only Tanuki, the Macchio Metal, and you are listening to the Ninja Please podcast. Kunai, 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 shuriken, shuriken, shuriken.
This is Celeste, aka Scarlet, aka me, and you are listening to the Ninja Please podcast.
This is Starman, aka Fox Blunt, also known as Yuki the Golden Karama, host of the Ninja Please podcast. And I just would like to say thank you for listening, and be sure to like, share, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Stay tuned for more.
Oh man, I can't wait for you to catch up on E-Man, because there's a conversation to have there on it, because you've seen the first two episodes. I'm not going to get into it because I don't want to spoil it for no one.
Yeah.
But I will say it's a different take, but I'm cool with this journey so far. Let's see where it goes. You know, I'm ready for part two. I finished part one today.
Okay.
But people started review bombing it on everywhere online. They've been review bombing the fuck out this movie.
They gonna review, because you know what? They're review bombing things that are going to do well, but it's something they didn't expect it to be.
Mm-hmm.
They're review bombing He-Man. They're review bombing Black Widow. They're even review bombing Loki to a degree, because they expected a different version of Kang and shit.
Different, right? They didn't get that. But in the Black Widow, Taskmaster, guilty.
Yeah.
No,
not even that. Not even that. Talking about, oh, it didn't tie the shit up right with what happened. It's like,
yeah, bro, I gave that shit. I was just like, bro, I didn't give it a fucking, I gave it 7, motherfucker. I ain't give it no
9.5.
Yeah, review bomb, and I ain't giving no 1.
Like, I'm being realistic about the things I didn't like about it. You just out here like thumbs down all the way because it wasn't what you wanted.
Yeah, it's like, hold on, shawty, you just but they're right. Doing that to He-Man. I think that's the hot shit. That's just little baby shit to do. They just vote shit down.
Yeah,
I mean, because the, like, we talked about it, but
I mean,
it was
even Space Jam a little bit. Like, certain people took certain things out of it that, just if you were expecting it to be a 1-for-1 of the original, it ain't gonna be that, and you can't review bomb it just for that purpose.
I mean, but you know, it's like landmines walking through these reviews that people leave.
Yeah.
Because like, we go to a review to find out if there are other people who would agree with the sentiment that we expect to have about this movie we either have seen or have not seen.
Correct.
So we go in a hunting, right? Because if you got a bad feeling about a movie, you want to get the review that's gonna reward your thinking, that negative thought about the movie. Man, I knew this shit.
But also give you enough balance of the other side of the perspective to be like, well, don't just tell me what I want to hear. Tell me enough of the other side, too. But I feel you.
Yeah, I ain't gonna see that shit.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
exactly. A lot of times you would think that.
Like,
if it's a movie you want to see, you're looking for something to say, well, I'm finna go see this shit.
Right.
And if it's a movie you're on the fence about, you're looking for something to make you say, man, I'm finna save them $12.
Right. It's like, bro, okay, so tell me the bad part, but you look like you know what you're gonna talk about.
Because that's what happened to me in Old. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen Old. And I was like, you know what? I might go and check out Old. He was like, no, bro.
Don't spend your money on it.
He's just like, pump your brakes on that, bro.
This so I'll give you a quick review, everybody out there, a quick review, no spoilers, no none of that. I'm just gonna say this. And the scale of M. Night Shyamalan movies, what do you consider your favorite M. Night Shyamalan movie to be?
My favorite M. Night Shyamalan?
Yeah.
Airbender.
You are lying.
Yeah, right. Okay, I'm lying.
You gotta be lying. I was about to say, that better be your least favorite. Because that's going to be my second question. So I already know what that is. It's Airbender. Okay, so what's your favorite?
It might be...
Damn. So I would say, if you would recommend an M. Night Shyamalan movie to somebody, what would it be?
M. Night Shyamalan movie I'd recommend. I don't know, man.
It's a tough spot question. He's put out a lot of movies, but not as many as you would think. I'm asking that question to try to gauge what you consider to be good movies that he's done versus bad movies he's done.
Ah, gotcha. I don't know, man. I really enjoyed the most recent, you know, the trilogy he did that took him 20 years to do.
Yeah, Unbreakable.
Unbreakable.
Yeah. Glass, Unbreakable, and Split. So you Split. Think that was really good?
Split is my favorite one.
Out of the trilogy, that's your favorite one?
Out of the trilogy, that's my favorite one. It was Split.
Oh, of course. That's mine, too. That's
and mine that too. One, as far as M. Night Shyamalan movies, The Sixth Sense got spoiled for me because I wasn't interested in seeing it at the time. It's just, you know, one of those mystery. I wasn't into movies like that at that time. So when it came out, it wasn't in the genre I came. So someone spoiled it. They did the same thing with Training Day. They told me what happened at the end.
Yeah.
And the movie was still good.
But you already knew what was going to happen
at the end.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, fuck. Yeah. So people would probably regard that one, but not knowing it. And the same thing happened with the one with the aliens in the cornfield.
Signs. Yeah.
That was my fault. I should have just watched Signs, but I end up getting that spoiled too. So Signs got spoiled for me. The other ones, there's a few others that he did after that that didn't get spoiled, but them two absolutely got spoiled. But they were good, but they got spoiled.
Okay.
So, Old. Yeah. Give me the non-spoiler review.
Yeah, non-spoiler review. I'm going to give that shit like a... I was about to say a 6. That'd be the lowest I've ever given something, and I don't even want to say that. It's like a 7. Only because I don't want to give it a 6.
So it's a 6. By context, what is... that's a 6. Then what is...
It's only by execution.
What would you give Split?
Split's like an 8.
Okay.
8.5.
So you're saying... Then that means the 7, I ain't tripping on no 7. The 6 is different. You tell me it's a 6, I got a different expectation.
Because I'm not saying this based on like cinematography wise, like it don't look good or nothing. Like the movie looks just fine. The messages being conveyed through what they're using the camera for, you get those messages. But what I don't like is they're delivering these messages through the camera also, explaining them to you with exposition and dialogue, and it's not like smart dialogue, it's straightforward dialogue. Like, you're supposed to be such and such and such. Like,
almost like they're not talking, they're explaining.
Yeah, they're explaining the whole time. They're not talking to each other, they're explaining the movie to the camera instead of talking to each other.
Why would you do that, Shyamalama Dom Dom?
Because he knows this, the like what he did visually works. But the fact that you felt like you had to reiterate it by these characters expounding every other scene.
Right.
That was unnecessary.
Okay.
That's what took away from it. Like, you always hear that idea, like, presume that your audience is dumb, but he presumed that the audience was stupid. Like, bro, I gotta tell you everything step by step. You don't have to do that. There was a lot that could have just been left. What you showed and what we heard or didn't hear, that would work better. And that's just what took it down for me. It was sometimes when these jokers were talking to each other, they could have held back a little bit with the vocal explanation. Because, I mean, it was too on the nose every time. It was one point when something was going on, and in your mind, you're coming to the realization at this moment when they're having this conversation, and then the dude says it outright to the other person, and you're like, the way you say it like that, like, well, fuck
like,
it.
Damn, then. Bro. Like,
yeah, it's like, well, damn, dog, you just said it like this. Make me feel like an idiot.
Man, why he did that, man?
I mean, he had a good idea. He just, he felt like the audience was going to be a little too dumb, and we followed it. We would have followed this. You didn't have to say so much.
I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, it's worth watching. Just,
I'm going to check, because I do want to see it. Like, I did get excited about that movie when I saw the trailer.
Think about,
yeah,
yourself in a lot of ways.
Like, I want to check that out, because it seemed disturbing and twisted. I did watch the Netflix movie called A Classic Horror Story.
boy, that thing there.
You like that shit, man? That's a straight out. Bro, no. What?
That thing there.
A classic.
I'm gonna put it to you like this, though.
Dog, I seen the ritual, bro. You just can't rip off the ritual, man. Exactly what I was about to say,
dog. You can't.
These niggas ripped off the ritual. I'm like, bro, y'all ripped off the ritual. What the fuck? Like, it was this dog. I was like, bro, come on, man. Y'all not ripping off the ritual. And then, because I was fucking with the shit, and then I got to the end. And I was like,
Go ahead.
I got to the end. I got to the end, and I'm just like, oh, so y'all gonna midsummer this shit?
You gonna give me two movies I've seen already.
Right.
That's what you gonna do.
That's what they did, bro. They gave me already. Two of the hottest movies and they put them together and they somehow didn't make it better than either one.
Neither one of them.
Like, bro, you took from two of the best.
You couldn't even give
movies.
Me a happy medium between the two of them.
No, bro, I seen that shit and I was like, man, come on. Because I was rocking with it and I was already suspecting, buddy.
Yep, it's like, and then when you get the explanation, like, oh, so he did, oh, really? Okay.
Bro, when that shit happened, I was just like, okay, this is where we at.
Like, so, no spoilers, but for you guys, if you want to watch it, if you've seen Midsommar already.
Fuck that ending. The I'm going to just spoil it. Fuck y'all, though.
It ain't no hostile shit, I tell you that.
Man,
they keep making Saw movies. They need to make a new Hostel.
New Hostel?
I'm gonna just be honest. Yeah, man. They keep making these Saw movies. That make a new Hostel,
bro. Man, Hostel is like, no, bro. That shit killed the tourism industry, bro.
I understand that. I understand.
Like, bro, imagine it's literally like you saying it's like if somebody would have made a movie about Hilton. Like, imagine someone making a move about Hilton, this old rich nigga possess your ass, and you do a bunch of crazy ass
You'll
shit.
You'll never
want to
stay in a Hilton hotel ever.
Like, right. And you'll be like, bro, I ain't staying on Hilton. Did you see the Hilton movie? Like,
right,
it's called
that
Hilton.
Motherfucker was crazy, bro.
Somebody getting possessed. They killing, they fucking, they raping, they chopping up.
This nigga hiding in your hotel lap, bro. No.
It's like, no, bro.
And I feel you.
They in Paris at the Hilton Hotel. Come on, man.
No.
Like, someone did that shit, it's just like, no, bro. Yep. Your brand gonna lose money.
Shit. Yeah.
So I can imagine why they wouldn't do another Hostel. But the concept of Hostel was a good ass concept. So much so I'm like, bro, keep thinking outside of the box on some just goofy ass shit, because it's a lot of
goofy, violent, kinda scary, but not really.
I mean, I'm dead with the scary shit. I like when goofy shit gets serious.
They would have to combine like Euro Trip with Hostel now to make it work. Like, give me enough funny and enough like murder.
You seen the pyramid, right?
Yeah.
It's like that. Like the guys, like group of people go into South America and they touch this fucking pyramid.
And now they fucked up.
And now they can't, like,
the ruins.
The ruins. Yeah. Terror. It's straight terror. That's what I mean. Like, I like that
they can't leave, but they don't know why up until they realize these plants are not gonna let you leave.
Bro, give me Apocalypto with more cannibalism, bro. Like, you know.
Give me Apocalypto with a supernatural element to it, like
Supernatural Green Inferno.
Something, yeah. Just because they gave you that in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I gotta say Mel Gibson. That was Mel Gibson, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Apocalypto.
He was a mastermind.
But that's like
making
his best
you
movie.
Think
that's called Space Spade. To me, that's his best movie.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's his best movie, bro. I'm sorry, bro. Y'all on this white Jesus shit, but
yeah, I mean,
passionate white
Apocalypto
Jesus.
Apocalypto was it. Just because he made you think there was this supernatural element to it when what was his name? Jaguar Paul had to hide in the mud. Mm-hmm. You thought he had to resurrect. Because they showed in the trailer and people getting sacrificed and all this shit. You're like, damn, what is this? Some Native American legendary shit. And then you see it and it's really just the life of this tribe of people that
the
got
wrong fucking
pilgrimized.
Day. Yeah. The wrong fucking day.
They got pilgrimized, bro. And it's like super fucked up.
It's the wrong fucking day because, like, I feel like M. Night Shyamalan probably, to circle back to him, was probably trying to do something like that on The Village. Because when you got to the Twist of the Village, yeah. The problem is the Twist of the Village was supposed to make you say, oh shit. But you got to the end, it was like, oh shit.
Yeah, like, oh shit, man.
Like, that was on. It was the wrong one. Yeah. You get to the end, you're like, oh shit. Because you picked the error, you was like,
these motherfuckers in prison time, bro.
That's too. No, bro. No fucking way.
Right. Like, they just living on a reserve inside this fence, bro. To keep everybody in, man. Instead of it being, man, these motherfuckers stuck in here this whole time, it wasn't the same thing. It was, man, these motherfuckers stuck in here this whole time.
Because at the end, it sucked all your disbelief out at the end. It just killed it.
Yeah, and when the old girl walked up to the fence and the park ranger was like, what are you doing out here? And all this shit. Come on, dog. And it was M. Night Shyamalan at that.
Like, bro, for real? I mean, he thought that was some fly shit. Speaking of Avatar, they are filming that Netflix. Yes, they is are. Like moving forward. So.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all spend y'all money. I do what you want. They're doing Amazon Prime, doing a Game of Thrones. Not Game of Thrones. The Hobbit.
The Hobbit?
Yeah. Lord of the Rings series. Spinoff shit.
That man said the Goblet.
The Goblet.
You talking about fucking Harry Potter, the Goblet of Fire.
Talking the turkey goblet, the giblets.
Right. The giblets.
The giblets. Goblet and the giblets.
The goblet and the giblets.
That's some 80s punk rock shit. The goblet and the giblets.
It does.
I mean, can you imagine though? Someone trying to say you a goblet of giblets.
I mean, giblet, if I was at a Renaissance festival, maybe.
Yeah, the giblet. You got a goblet full of giblet gravy.
A little bit of rice. A potato. Something. Give me some starch.
Oh, you need something to work with?
I need some starch. Just give me a little bit of starch.
It's just gravy.
Oh, I just got to drink it.
I don't know.
All right. First off, they're doing the Godspeed shit, which I was fucking with in the comics. Like, this dude from the future who is coming back to the past to, like, steal Speed Force so he can become the fastest speedster in the future.
Why this nigga look like that, bro?
Oh my god!
Why that's he just look like
Impulse.
That?
Impulse! And then they didn't bring Wally back, but they got
they
Bart
said
Allen.
Why Wally didn't come. That's what this article is. The article is about the Flash star Kenan Lonsdale.
Yeah.
Didn't reprise his role as Wally West.
Okay.
West Allen for the family reunion in season 7.
Uh huh.
But he was asked back, responding to the question on Twitter. Lonsdale confirmed he received an invite for the show's 150th and 51st episode, which saw Barry and Iris West Allen meet up with their future children, Nora XS, Bart Impulse. We tried our best to make it work, but I was filming another show in the US and Canada. Quarantine at the time meant our dates couldn't align. He explained. Another time.
It ain't gonna be another time, bro. You know that.
He didn't want to put that shit on, bro. He was like, bro, I ain't fucking with that.
Yeah, man. Because they sidekicked him, man. They.
Canada wouldn't let him back in, though, bro.
They played Kid Flash to the left so hard in season 6 up to season 7 when they started doing that whole Nora West shit.
But he thought he was going to be a reoccurring character and just and be on the show every week.
Yeah. And then they wrote this motherfucker off and then he was gone.
Then call him when he doing something else and be like, we want you to jump through whatever hoops you...
Right, to come
passport
back.
Passport hoops you got to jump through to come through here. He was like, no. Nigga, I ain't fucking up my visa for you.
No.
Like, nigga, I'm in Canada.
And then Flash didn't care nothing about him. They hadn't even mentioned Wally. They hadn't even mentioned him, bro.
How did they phase him out anyway?
They sent this man back like, okay... Nora West, who is played by the chick from Black Sails, who had the pretty ass eyes. That's who plays Nora West on the show. Nora is one of Barry and Iris's children from the future. Wally West was supposed to be Bart's child from the future. Because he was named after the original Wally West Flash that Barry Allen knew. Wally got written off because the timeline got changed and Wally got erased. Nora kept coming back because she was like, yeah, no matter what, you and Iris gonna have a child. I'm gonna be one of them on the other side. you know, I have a brother, we got twins. Okay, cool. It was not supposed to be Bar Allen. Bar Allen was supposed to be like Barry's grandson or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
They made him her twin brother and gay and all this other shit. It's like, bro, that is not the Bar Allen impulse from the comics. What are you doing with this CW inclusivity shit? You're fucking up the show. Now, he is the ultimate nemesis of Godspeed in his timeline. Like, yeah, Godspeed wants to kill me because I'm the last remaining source of Speed Force, like my sister, whatever the fuck. And it all happens because he came back to the past and decided to kill one of the clones of Godspeed. That motherfucker was like, oh no, he's too fast. I need to steal his speed too. And that's definitely not what happened in the comic book. CW was deviating too much from the original shit and it wasn't working out. And that's where they at now.
Hmm.
Got married on season 7. Barry and Iris are married officially. The guy who plays Cisco, his homeboy, is out of his contract. The guy who plays Reverse Flash and all the other versions of Harrison Wells is out of his contract.
They ain't coming back.
Well, they'll make appearances.
Mm.
That's what they're gonna do.
Yeah, I'm about to say they just wanna do something else, man. It's just like certain shows, you gotta plan your exit strategy. I honestly can tell you, like, I'm gonna start rewatching Orphan Black, bro, because I ain't seen it in a while. I gotta watch it from beginning to end. But I do appreciate, as much as I love the fact that House was almost 10 seasons, mm-hmm. but some shows don't need to be 10 seasons. Some shows are really, like, it's the classic tale. Like, sometimes 3 seasons is enough. Sometimes 5 is enough.
But I wanted more Orphan Black because it got good at the end. It got really good. But, X-Men, or Marvel with the X-Men storyline, is about to do some next level shit. Guess where the X-Men are now?
Nova?
No. After all the X of, you know, X of Swords and all that spin out. Well, let me say this first. Emma Frost decided she's going to have a gala because the humans always want to have parties and shit to let everybody know how good humans are. She decided the mutants going to have one. So she decided to have the Hellfire Gala.
I'm fine.
Yeah, it's, you know, the Emmys for mutants. Lots of people died.
Did you say die?
Yeah, people died. People died. Wolverine was one of the, like, head of security. Beast ended up over his own, like, little team. So, this is a little bit of some kind of... Oh, I got this one. Decided to go ahead after House of X, Powers of X. Let me try that hummus right there. House of X, Powers of X, and all that stuff. They decided to go ahead and let you know what they were going to do with the storylines they were coming to with the future. And Emma Frost decided, okay, these humans, I'm condensing a lot of this stuff down, so because I want a lot of you guys to go ahead and still read this stuff. She decides humans have these celebrity events and all this kind of stuff to celebrate humans. Let's have an event to celebrate mutants. So she decides we're going to have the Hellfire Gala.
Sounds dope.
Yes. All the mutants out there, all the respected metahumans in the Marvel Universe, whatever they call them, enhanced humans, we're gonna bring them in. If you guys are regular humans and you respect us and you adhere to the Krakoa Accords, you can come. You can tune in, that kind of thing. Well, the UK was not with that shit. They were pretty upset about it. They knocked down their cocoa walls. They decided to leave the Accords. They no longer consider mutants as equal. So they are going
on some EU separation.
Yeah, some Brexit separation shit.
Oh shit.
Yeah, we don't consider mutants as equals. The mutants are like, okay, that's fine. We're going to go to Mars. They decide to go to Mars. They take Krakoa to Mars, rename it. That's where they live now. The mutants, yes, left Earth, and now they live on Mars.
Do they have the means of surviving?
Oh, yeah, they do.
They just picked up a move like that? Who said that that was the move to make?
I mean, it was delegated by this group that consists of the new X-Force, Beast, Magneto, and Professor X. Like, look, man, the humans don't really want us here anymore. We kind of got to leave, in essence. So they decide to dip out. Magneto's in trouble because he killed his, what everybody thought was his daughter. Scarlet Witch is dead.
Oh, shit.
And Magneto's about to go to trial for it. Yeah, it's not a trick like, oh, they killed a manifestation of hers. No, she's dead. She's not a mutant anymore either.
She's a human.
No, they call Scarlet Witch the Great Pretender. She's not a mutant. She's not an inhuman either. I won't say. This is stuff you guys gotta read to find out. They call Scarlet Witch the Great Pretender. Yeah, it's serious.
Oh, she shouldn't have been faking that orgasm.
And Beast is also in trouble because he was pretty much over the X-Men or the mutant version of the CIA. He did some shit that got him in trouble. No, that's all right. Okay. So, basically what happened was the mutants decided to go to Mars. They terraformed it and renamed Krakoa, the living island, into Arako. That is in the new planet size X-Men number one. What is this? Planet size knocked over some dominoes and there will be blowback on Earth. Because Beast tried to put together this mutant CIA team, basically, and that backfired on him. He was trying to do some underhanded shenanigans, pretty much, and they did not let that shit go down. Mystique is upset behind that shit. Mystique's been going through it. If you guys have been reading it out there in comic world, if you guys did decide to start reading that stuff, I'm not gonna say what it is, but certain people died that Mystique cared about. I'm not gonna say who. He cared about certain people. They passed on, and she's not gonna let that go unrevenged. That's some good hummus right there. This new X-Men, I would recommend you guys get on it. Ten of Swords, House of Ten, or House of X, whatever you guys want to call it. Start back there, work your way back up. Getting real good. X-Men Inferno, that's what it's called. Check it out. non-conducive to female workers. Evidently, Activision Blizzard have been in trouble for a while. As we see here, video game giant Activision Blizzard Incorporated, maker of games including World of Warcraft and Diablo, fosters a frat boy culture in which female employees are subjected to consistent sexual harassment, unequal pay, and retaliation, according to a lawsuit filed by the California Department of Fair Employment and Housing. A two-year investigation by the state agency found that the company discriminated against female employees in terms and conditions of employment, including compensation, assignment, promotion, and termination. Company leadership consistently failed to take steps to prevent this type of discrimination. And according to the complaint filed on Tuesday in the Los Angeles Superior Court, female employees make up around 20% of Activision's workforce and were subjected to a pervasive frat boy workplace culture, including cube crawls in which male employees drink copious amounts of alcohol as they crawl their way through various cubicles in the office and often engage in inappropriate behavior towards female employees. Come on, dog. Come on. I mean, I understand y'all under stress, but y'all can't be doing shit like this, man.
I mean, just like the bullies becoming the bully, this is like, bro, this is the cool kid. This is the nerds being on top.
Right, and now they're cool, and they're like, we gonna do what the cool kids
bro, did. Bro, you rich. Like, these is rich nerds, bro. Right. These is, bro, when no code, we was excluded from being put on the code. Like, these are a bunch of men who never got put on to the code.
Yep. The agency alleges male employees play video games during the workday while delegating responsibilities to female employees, engaging in sexual banter, and joke openly about rape, among other things. Female employees allege being held back from promotions because of the possibility they might become pregnant, being criticized for leaving to pick their children up from daycare, and being kicked out of lactation rooms so male colleagues could use the room for meetings. Okay, the complaint said. So, y'all had rooms and spaces for women to do women things, and y'all just didn't let women use them for women things. Female employees working for the World of Warcraft team noted that male employees and supervisors would hit on them, make derogatory comments about rape, and otherwise engage in demeaning behavior. Oh, bro, what are y'all doing out here? The suit also points to a female Activision employee who took her own life while on the company trip with her male advisor or male supervisor. The employee had been subjected to intense sexual harassment prior to her death, including having nude photos passed around at a company holiday party. Damn, bruh.
Stop right there. Right there is, I don't need nothing further.
Bruh.
I already get how corporate office culture works.
Yeah.
At this point, when it gets...
That's it.
When it gets... It shouldn't have never gotten to that level.
At all. Ever.
Like...
Ever. Like, this is a serious situation. These suicide. Motherfuckers... Yeah.
Right.
I mean, not even that. Like, these dudes are treating these women like objects, not even like equal co-workers, co-partners, co-developers, co-producers. Like, these women appreciate gaming as much as you do to work at Activision and Blizzard. These are like very well-known AAA companies.
I love games, my nigga, but come on, bro. Like, y'all tripping.
Yeah. Like everybody loves games who loves to play video games, but
like, everybody yeah, like loves the FBI, a party scenario. Like, bro, like,
you can't do that, dog.
Yeah, but you try to use your hunger for money over someone's own personal integrity. Just stomping right. on their whole and that's what always got me about
the idea of being
what
the first.
Always got okay, there was a video that went around this week. There was a Migos concert where there was a girl in the audience who was like, fuck me. She had the shit on her phone. Mm-hmm. She was like, Quavo, my face. Yeah. I want it. Like, I always land to the notion that, bro, it's if you got this kind of money, you in this kind of environment, and you doing XYZ, there's almost always someone who's trying to buy into it.
Yeah. Or the groupie just, lifestyle exists.
Or there's a group, flat out groupie, bro.
Yeah, the groupie lifestyle is there.
So my whole thing is like, nigga, this is work.
Yeah.
You can go to the strip club and buy shawty attention.
Star. Yeah.
You can go to the strip club and buy shawty attention. So the fact that you at work, like in the box, because you know in a strip club, box kick your ass, you get too far out of the line. Right. But if you if you a regular shawty really fucking with you, gonna get some perks.
Right.
My nigga, this is work.
Yeah.
Motherfucker did not wake up, deal with all this
treat
shit.
Treat it they as any other scenario.
Right. Just to come to the job and you make a motherfucker really feel like, oh, you ain't gonna have no job if you don't put out. Like, the fuck?
Imagine if you switched that shit up. Like, if you was a deli worker. Okay, you could cutting up salami and shoveling out potato salad for old housewives, middle-aged housewives who don't get no dick every day at the grocery store. Yeah, they pining after you and whatnot. But, I mean, equate that to being a rapper. Like, so this middle-aged housewife, you cut her salami the perfect way today, her roast beef the perfect way today. It's like, meet me out back in 15 minutes. Is it really worth it, dog? Are you really gonna do that?
I mean, that's a housewife. She a customer, bro. Like, you know, I
can just like a fucking.
But that's different. I'm
that's talking a groupie about, at a concert. She's a customer,
bro. I'm talking about shawty that work with you at the meat counter in the deli, and
oh, okay.
And you gotta train co-workers. You gotta train her, and you gonna sit up and you trying to make dick jokes with the meat.
Oh, no.
The whole time you got the salami, say, hey, I want you to come play with this, roll this meat for.
Right, yeah, go on here and roll
you
that.
Don't touch it, but you just saying all this awkward, icky, nasty ass shit to a
super insinuation.
Right. Yeah, hold it right. You know what I'm saying? Doing sick
roll
ass
it
shit.
Just gently like this.
Right, bro, you can't do that. Cause she might need this job and she's like, man, I do not want to work with Sylvester, bro. This motherfucker.
Right. Always she wants to be respected in the industry.
Ain't nobody's trying to just really deal with that shit for work. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, bro, like we at work. I can get we on the street. Even then, it's like, okay, I can get away from the shit. But I'm getting paid to pull up with your bullshit. That's just too much control.
And not even getting paid enough. Like, as it said, they getting underpaid, looked over for promotions and everything.
And it's like, bro, that frat shit, it's like, bro, leave that frat culture, leave that shit there, bro. Leave that shit with consenting, exploring adults, bro. Once you try to leverage,
if you don't,
you just can't leverage shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I'm just saying, you know, I can never co-sign with that. Like, I don't know what's going on with that company. I hope they clean this shit up. Cause I fuck with the game, you know, the games, the industry, you know, it's a cool concept. And I don't want to blanket anybody who works in that field as being above, you know, inside that culture or part of that culture. But it's one of those things that it's just like, look, man, the sooner y'all get ahead of the shit, the sooner y'all can have an impact on the narrative.
Right.
And if y'all
being able to advance in a better way, because we already trying to come out
long,
of this
bro, if you wait
Gamergate
too long,
situation.
If you wait too long to do the right thing, eventually someone paves the way to hell with a good intention.
I mean, we already in that area because
it happens every
Gamergate
time.
Happened. I mean, Gamergate happened and we are on the outside cusp of this recovery era, and then you still got shit like this. I mean, Ubisoft got in trouble for something along the same lines not too long ago, too. So, I mean, we know that the shit exists. To what extent we're finding out more and more, and it's just like, bruh, why are y'all doing this? Give these chicks a chance to do what they want to do. Give these dudes a chance to do it. Give these question marks, slashes, exclamation points, whatever they identify as a chance, do what they do. Then gauge them based on their work. Don't gauge them based on who they claim to be. I can't wait, dog. They bring my girl in. They bring her. Let Emilia Clarke be a fucking Skrull.
Like, what is it, man? Who is she gonna play, man?
She's a Skrull. She's gonna be in fucking Secret Invasion. She a Skrull.
He's like, you gonna be in Secret Invasion? Yeah, you a Skrull.
Cause if you gonna be a new
That's
Marvel hero,
up,
we
imagine
know already.
A Skrull taking, imagine a Skrull really fucking with you, but taking that form and expressing it in that form, then just reveal, I'm green. I look like Piccolo from that Dragon Ball movie.
That you show you guys watch.
Like, yeah. Like, what?
Yeah, I'm an alien.
I had to, like, because you're going to react the exact way you're about to react, because, damn it.
He's like, no, I just prefer you to look like that.
No, bro, you just like, what the f-? I knew you were going to, like, look, look, you green, shawty, what? What? Like, you green, shawty, like, I don't know what
to tell you. I thought you was a human, cuz.
Hey. You're going to start asking so many questions. Like, it's like, yeah, I'm going to be freaked out.
How many of y'all is it? How long y'all been here?
No, where was I putting my
dick? Where your ship at?
That was my question. Where was I putting my dick?
Oh, you already thinking that you was fucking her. Oh, man.
I mean, we got this relationship and she was like, yeah, I'm going to come clean.
Oh, you thinking like, oh, I thought you were talking about like a person you just knew that just was like, hey, I'm a scroll.
I mean, you dating, you met this cool chick.
Oh, man.
She Amelia Clark, not, you know what I'm saying? And then
shit.
She a fucking scroll. She's just like, you know what, one day I'm just reveal, I'm a fucking scroll. I'm a scroll. Like, what the?
First off, I'm gonna be like, so is Amelia Clark a scroll, or are you playing her and you're a scroll? That would be my first question.
I mean, if Amelia Clark already exists, I mean, this gotta be, you know.
Exactly, but you said you were dating her, so it's like, am I dating the real her, or am I dating the scroll that's portraying her?
I feel like either way is
it's fucked up either way, but I mean, at least you'll feel better knowing that the real Amelia Clark is a scroll, and you got the real Amelia Clark.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh yeah, that was me the whole time. Game of Thrones, yeah, that was me the whole time. This is really me. I'm like, a good actress. So I'm like, okay, word. Yeah, you the best.
That's what's up.
Shut up.
And you happen to be an alien. Now I get it. That's why your hair is a different color from your eyebrows.
I thought it was a wig.
Right. Exactly. I thought it was all fake.
I thought it was a wig. Said she a scroll. Call her scroll, baby. Scroll, baby.
Right, not scroll, nigga. Scroll, baby. Shit.
Scroll baby.
Scroll
bay. I wanna give it to you. Scroll baby.
Hey. Oh man.
Scroll baby. Alright, Batgirl. In the Heights, Leslie Grace to play Barbara Gordon in the HBO Max film.
That's cool. I can deal with that.
I'm digging it.
Yeah. I mean, see, the thing about that is Batwoman kind of set up Batgirl to be fine. Like, they did so terribly with that show that anything you do, female Bat family, is going to be way better than that by comparison.
Said Batwoman and dropped the bar so low.
So low, bro. Like, they tried to save it by bringing in Batwing, mm-hmm. and nobody gives a fuck.
Flying fuck.
None. Batwing is Lucius Fox's son, mm-hmm. Morgan Freeman's son,
mm-hmm.
who is Batman, or, you know, part of the Bat family. There are two black Bat family characters. You got Batwing and the Signal. You got one of them on Batwoman, and I still don't want to watch that shit. Like, they...
Batgirl was announced in March 2017.
Uh-huh.
At the time, it was said that Josh Whedon would write, direct, and produce the film, taking inspiration from the new 52 incarnation of Barbara Gordon.
And that's not what it was.
Nope. There was a little movement on the project in the months that followed, but in February 2018, it was announced that Whedon had departed
because
that Justice League shit just soured. And following April, the Flash Birds of Prey writer Christina Hodson was tapped to pen the script.
And Flash is in the production Flash, now.
Birds of Prey writer, her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you can make her like you did Harley, it's cool. Don't surround her with a bunch of fucking ne'er-do-well fucking heroes that don't do shit.
Exactly.
God damn, you should have left the Birds of Prey and just gave us Harley, bro. You just wasted everyone's time. Like, Shawty need to be in the courtroom supporting her fucking gay French actor brother, Juicy Smollett.
You're right, but what are y'all doing out here? You got her out here whooping niggas' asses and screaming once in the movie, and then you call her Black Canary. Like, what?
She supposed to be on HBO stealing magic from crackers, and y'all got her doing this bullshit.
Right, doing this nonsense out here, bro.
Like, damn.
Singing and shit, dog.
Singing and shit. Like, bro, she can sing, but don't wait.
Singing for Ewan McGregor. Like, what is this bullshit? Right.
Like, Charlotte, like, come on. I don't like that when she just got to get rescued. Charlotte, you can sing. You can literally bust a nigga eardrum with your voice.
Explode his head.
Why you ain't in charge?
You can explode niggas' heads. Like, you are Black Canary.
Like, what the Epstein is going on, bro? Like, damn.
This motherfucker back in trial again? That's what the Epstein going on.
Oh, well, that is the end.
No, that's Harvey Weinstein, not Epstein. Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, man. Batgirl. They got a director.
Yep. I'm cool with that.
I'm cool. They finally got a cast. Shout out.
Mm-hmm. I need
bruh,
it.
Fanboys just won't, like, bro, just give these niggas some eye candy and make sure your fight scenes are good, bro. Like, niggas,
that's all we were asking for.
I was just like, bro, the source material is there. Y'all just bring it to life. Like, I think people are getting too far. Someone needs to do a Batman play.
They ain't gonna let that happen.
Batman play would be hard. Imagine using Batman gadgets, but you just like construct the play scene.
Yeah.
And it's like, you see
it's all theatrics.
It's all theatric. Like, you seeing him do all these little mini stunts.
As told by Alfred.
What the fuck is going on? Like, this is Gotham. People push it out the way, then it's thunder and lightning.
Right, and he's up there on the...
And it's like, yo!
On the roof with Commissioner Gordon.
Motherfucking free game. Oh! There's a Rurouni Kenshin final sequel that is the prequel to everything. Rurouni Kenshin final beginning. I bullshit you not.
Okay.
When he gets the scar for the first time, I guess they're going back and redoing Samurai X in reverse. I don't know what the fuck is up with this shit.
I don't give a fuck as long as I get more of it. That's
yeah, fine. I was like, all right, I asked y'all for more, but that's coming from Netflix. Netflix has dropped a lot of heat.
That's one of the few anime adaptations that has done so well that as long as it keeps up that quality, I don't care how much they give me.
So I had Adventure Time, man. They've been wrapping up this story, even though I thought they were done, but I knew they weren't.
It ain't no wrapping up no story, man. They just continuing.
Yeah, I mean, continuing just to throw different things out. I don't gonna lie, bro. That Finn and Jake shit, bro. That was...
That touched me.
Yeah, bro. That shit was... It was closure, bro. It was a whole closure. The whole thing was about closure. So I was just like, oh, y'all wrapping up whatever. So them...
Because they gave you this hint in the previous story where you saw... middle-aged Finn with a tattoo of Jake on his chest, and he's like, well, what the fuck is Jake dead? Right, he's dead? What happened? He never reconciled that shit. He couldn't come to terms with it, and now that Finn is dead, now he's trying to go and find Jake. That was a perfect Adventure Time story.
Yeah, so it was the most Adventure Time shit.
Because
all of them served their purpose. I like the Marceline Bubblegum one, the BMO one was cool. Like all of them were cool. So I was like, next one. You asked me today before the pod. He was like, okay, so who you think they doing next? I was like, only person left is Peppermint Butler.
Right, the only one. Like, the only P Bubs left.
Like, how? Because I know he into some evil shit. That motherfucker evil incarnate.
So we gonna find out how he got into the shit. It's not what happened after everybody else left. No, it's what got him into the evil shit.
We deserve to know.
Yeah, exactly. we deserve to know.
There's no way PB did not know this shit.
Because everybody seems like they fear and or respect Peppermint Butler.
Definitely fear.
Why is it that everybody knows? Like, what did he do to make everybody be like, yeah, you don't fuck with Peppermint Butler.
Don't fuck with him.
And then when I heard the name, I was like, okay, you know, Wizard Academy or whatever. I was like, oh, okay, it's going to be Ice King. And they're like, no, it's Peppermint Butler. I was like, oh my God. We're going to see why he's so dark. That's not good.
I'm looking forward to that one. Because I mean, because you just always was creep. It was something, you know, just creepy and crazy about that character, you know.
Yeah, so his innocence and the fucked up shit he did made him that much more creepy.
Yeah, because in the last one, you already got the lich, so you know what happens to the lich. So mm-hmm. it's just like, no, it's an intricate part of it.
Right.
Yeah, shout out to Comic-Con this year, man. They doing it from home and drop a bunch of good content.
We got some more coming today. They still going right now. As a matter of fact, I'm about to look and see what they got going on at this moment.
I found these, the Eisner Awards, which were given to print media awards.
Okay.
All right, let me see. All right, the San Diego Comic-Con 2021 Eisner Award winners, Clan, Smashing Rabbits, Samurai, and more. All right, this is from Gizmodo. Oof. All right. I'm trying to go through this list briefly. Y'all stay with me. Who won Best Short Story? Winner, When the Menopausal Carnival Comes to Town.
Menopausal? Like...
By Mimi Pond. Wow. Oh, graphic med. Okay. Oh.
All right. Go ahead with it.
All right. Who won Best Single Issue? Sports is Hell by Ben Passmore. Best Continuing Series, Usagi Yojimbo by Stan Sakai. Best Limited Series, Superman Pals, Jimmy Olsen by Matt Fraction and Steve Leiber. Let me see. Best New Series, Black Widow by Kelly Thompson and Elena Gasgrand. I'm sorry. Who won the Best Publication? Early Readers, Up to 8 Years Old, Our Little Kitten by Jillian Tamaki. Who won Best Publication for Kids 9 to 12? Superman Smashes Clan by Jean Lung Yang and Remihu. Who won Best Publication for Teens Ages 13 to 17? Dragon Hoops by Jean Lung Yang. Best Humor Publication, Superman's Pal, Jimmy Olsen. Best Anthology, Menopause. Best Reality-Based Work, Kent State, Four Dead in Ohio. Best Graphic Memoir, The Loneliness and the Long Distance of a Cartoonist by Adrian Tomoe. Best Graphic Album, Pulp by Ed Burkhaber. Burbaker, and Sean Phillips. Best Graphic Album, Seeds and Stems by Simon Houseman. Best Adaptation of a Medium in 2021, Superman Smashes the Clan. Best U.S. Edition International Material at the 2021 Eisners goes to Goblin Girl by Moa Ramona, translated by Melissa Brower. Best one, let me see, U.S. edition of International Media Asia was Ramina by Junji Ito.
Mm-hmm.
Translation by Jocelyn Allen. Best collection project, Queens Women of Cartoonists of the Jazz Age. Best archival collection project, Complete Hate by Peter Batch, edited by Eric Reynolds. Best Writer, James Tillian IV, Something's Killing the Children, WYND, Boom Studios, Batman, DC, The Department of Truth, Image, Razor Blades, Jimmy Onion. Best Writer, Artist, Junji Ito.
Y'all can't fuck with my guy, man. Y'all can't fuck with my guy.
Junji Ito, man. Shout out, man. That's what's up, man. Junji Ito won Best Writer.
Go ahead. Keep going.
All right.
Best Penciler,
Penciler, Inker Team, Michael Aldrich, Bowie, Stardust, and Ray Guns and Munich, Daydream. Best Painter, Multimedia Artist. Let me see. Anad R.K. John Pearson, Blue Green Image. Best Cover Art, winner Peach Momoko, Buffy the Vampire Slayer 19, Mighty Morphin number 2, Something's Killing the Children number 12, Power Rangers 1, Boom Studios, Dynamite, Vampirella, The Crow. Okay, that's just awesome.
And several Marvel variants.
Best Coloring 2021, Laura Allert, X-Ray Robot. Let me see who won Best Littering.
No, he best did lettering. David Bowie fucking comic as well. I didn't even know David Bowie had a comic.
Right.
Who did Usagi Yojimbo? Boop.
Let me see Best Comic Related Journalism Periodical. Winner, Women Write About Comics, edited by Noah Pafu and Wendy Brown. Best Comic Related Book, Invisible Man, Trailblazing Black Artists of Comic Books.
They also did two different panels about, well, three. One for women specifically, and two other panels about being black in the comic industry. Check them out for Comic-Con this year.
Best Academic Scholarly Work, The Content of Our Caricature, African-American Art, Political Belonging by Rebecca Wanzo. Best Publication Design 2021, The Loneliness and Long Distance of a Cartoonist. Who won Best Digital Comic? Friday by Ed Burbaker and Morris Martin, Panel Syndicate. Best Web Comic, Crisis Zone by Samson Houseman. And who was inducted into the Hall of Fame? Pioneers, Thomas Nast, Randolph Topper, Judges' Choices, Alberto Becca, Stan Goldberg, Francois Mouly, Lily Renee Phillips, voted in Ruth
Atkinson,
David Cockrum, Neil Gaiman.
Of course.
Scott McCloud.
Okay. Neil Gaiman said, fuck y'all motherfuckers. You gonna give me my shit.
He voted in, hey.
Neil Gaiman said, y'all gonna give me my shit.
Bro, I seen his name come up so much this week.
I mean, number one, everything that finally got rolling on Sandman. And then he's got another comment that just came out. Yep. And Nazi boys, like, this man is not playing around.
Neil Gaiman.
Yeah, Nazi boys is supposed to be about the group that worshiped the little spider dude that Orlando Jones played in American Gods.
Mm.
But since they, you know, shitted Orlando Jones.
Oh, it's just an interview. Okay. Mm-hmm. The Guardian has a whole interview breakdown with Neil Gaiman. He just answers a bunch of inside questions. What he's reading, what he's doing, what's, you know, his, you know, classic.
The things that make Neil Gaiman tick.
Yeah. That's Neil Gaiman. Okay. That's a clear picture of him. He looks like a Neil.
Mm-hmm.
My eye on Neil Gaiman.
Mm-hmm.
What else you got, bro?
That's it for me.
Well, that's what's up, man.
That is it for me. I'm going to go home and see what the hell else going on with Comic-Con for today.
And those are the tales from the TARDIS.
That is it.